4 DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4 DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. Any interest in promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. Now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGU portion. This being Wednesday night, the RAGU portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the RAGU, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Had quite a number of folks to use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater. We'll go through those first, and then we'll go over and see if we got any echo link. Good evening, K4XMR. That's Mr. Mayo. He's down in Prosperity. And W4FCM. That's Mr. Fred and his sweet bride. And 4IEI. That's Miss Isla. They're up there in Traveler's Rest. And W2AMD, that's Mr. Andrew down in Simpsonville. And KO4ZEW, that's Mr. Ben, he's in Simpsonville. And KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy up there at Table Rock. And AA4GH, that's Mr. Gus down there in Punta Gorda, Florida. And NC9V, that's Mr. Leon. And his sweet bride, KE4DXJ. That's Miss Wendy up there in Hendersonville. And KN4GTM. That's Mr. Dean. He's in Hendersonville. And KG4PFI. That's Mr. Don and his sweet bride. KG4QLQ. That's Miss Linda. They're down there in Piedmont. And KB2BYQ, that's my neighbor Dave over here in Easley. And KN4RJN, that's Mr. John up there in Brown Summit, North Carolina. And KX4YM, that's Mr. Scott over in Greenville. And W1RPG, that's Mr. Bob, and he's down there in Piedmont. Appreciate all you fine folks that use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater. Hope all y'all are doing well. I don't have any echo link stations listed at the moment, so we'll go over to the RF check-ins, starting with the Mike Trupapa group, M through P, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4 Oscar, no, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey Rig. We're both in Piedmont, both being negative and negative. And by telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kilo Mike 4 Mike Oscar Quebec. Michelle, she's in West Shoals, and she'll be negative and negative.
4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena and her husband Rick, KK4DMW. They're down there in Piedmont. And Lorena brings along their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ, via telephone relay down there in Ware Shoals. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Miss Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. Hope all y'all are doing very well. I do have an Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in. Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie. This is Matt in New Bern, North Carolina, the native and native, 7-3 to you on the net. Tell Joy I said hello, and thank you for taking the net for me tomorrow night.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to WG4MC. That's Mr. Matt up there in New Bern, North Carolina this evening. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matt. Hope you are doing well and you have a safe trip up there and back, and drive safely there, young man. The time to check in via EchoLink tonight. Additional stations in the Mike Drew Papa group, M Drew P for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the next alphabetical group, which is Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Join, please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net, Gary. And I'll be negative, negative, sir.
KI4DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Raymond Golf, KO4QLG. This is Chris, Liberty. And I'll be negative and negative. Hey, Tom.
Hello, Chris. Please check in. Kilo 4, Sierra, Mike, Victor, Dale in Ellenborough. I'll be negative, but we'll be listening in. And if you will, tell Joy we said hello and hope y'all have a wonderful evening.
Now for DLS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening to N0TR. That's Mr. Tom. He's over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tom. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello. I appreciate y'all being with us this evening. I hope both of y'all are doing well. And Tom, I did get your text today. Those were real cute. I've got one I'm going to send you tomorrow. I'm not going to send it tonight, but I'm going to send it to you tomorrow and see what you think of it. But we'll get together tomorrow sometime there, young man. But again, tell Miss Bernice we said hello. I hope y'all are doing well. And then we got Mr. Chris. That's my other brother by a different mother over there in Liberty, KO4QLG. Appreciate you being with us, Mr. Chris. Hope you are doing well. Thanks for taking the time to be with us this evening. And then we got KK4SMV. That's Mr. Dale. I almost missed your call up. I'm sorry about that. But I hope you are doing well, and I'll relay your message in there to Joey. Please tell Miss Susan we said hello. Additional station in the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the next alphabetical group, which is Uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
For DOS. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4 to be determined. That's KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. We're in Southern Greenville County. Be negative and negative. Good evening to you and Miss Joy and everyone on net.
KI4DLS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to K4XB. That's Mr. Tommy and his sweet bride, KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. They're down there in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Tommy. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Additional stations in the Uniform through Zulu group, U through Z. For the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS. Alphabet in the Alpha through Delta group, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Tell Miss Joy we said hello. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Julia Whiskey, W4DJW. Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in K4AFT. That's Kilo 4, Alpha, Foxtrot, Tango. Michael in Central. Going to be negative and negative.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to W4DJW, Mr. Dave over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well and enjoying those puppies. And K4AFT, that's Mr. Michael. He's down there in Central. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Michael. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. On up to the next alphabetical group, which is Echo through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Gary and all on the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX, that's Patrick. I'm up here in Penrose, no comment, no traffic tonight. Please tell Joy at least not to hello.
4DOS. Tina Geary, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in County, North Carolina. I'll be negative negative tonight, Geary, thanks.
4DOS. Hotel Juliet, Gene and Taylor's negative and negative over. This is KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening, KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick up at home up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Patrick. Please tell Miss Elise we said hello. I'll relay your message in there to Joy. Hope y'all are doing well. And then we got KC4EZN. That's Mr. Harry. He's up there in Candler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Hope you are doing well. And W4FHJ, Mr. Gene over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Gene. Hope you are doing well. And Gene, wanted to tell you, appreciate you letting us get those guy rings for that push-up mask. They work great. Thanks so much, and I do appreciate it muchly. But hope you are doing well and having a great evening. Additional check-ins in the Echo Sioux Hotel Group E through H for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Well, I got another Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, hey Gary, check in KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood, good evening to yourself, all on the net, negative or negative, and do tell me sure that we say hello.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to my buddy Stephen, KA4PQA, down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Stephen. Tell Miss Jennifer we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And I will relay your message in there to Joey. Let's move up now to the India through Lima, the patient group on a Wednesday night. India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar, and I am James, and up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And it's where I'll be negative and negative, send 73s for each one of you.
QS, hope you're doing well, and everybody on the net, please check in Kilo Echo 6, Kilo Echo November, KE6KEN. This is Ken in Greenville, I'll be negative and negative.
Yes. You and Miss Joy both are well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. That's Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. You and Joy have a good evening. Hope everybody on that has a great evening. Gary, we have no traffic, no comment.
Yes. Frank, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. KO4JKV, this is Duncan in Asheville. Just mark me negative and negative.
4DOS. Gary, I hope you and Joy are doing well. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
Boy DOS. Please check in Whiskey 4, Juliet Echo Tango. That's WW4, JET Matthew here over by Table Rock. No traffic tonight and short time as well. Have a good evening.
4DOS. Harry, please check in Alpha Foxtrot 4, Lima Victor. My name is Mark. I'm near Belton, South Carolina, and I'll be negative and negative.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4JFO. Mr. James, he's up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. James. Hope you are doing well. And KE6KEN, Mr. Ken, he's over here in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ken. Hope you are doing well. And W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid. He's up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sid. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. And hope both of y'all are doing well. Appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. And KO4JKV, that's Mr. Duncan. He's up there in Asheville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Duncan. Hope you are doing well. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK, that's Miss Donna. They're over there in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And WW4JET, that's Mr. Matthew. He's up there near Table Rock. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matthew. Hope you are doing well. And AF4LV, that's Mr. Mark. He's down there in Belton. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mark. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. To the big group now, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS.
DOS. Excuse me, Gary, and everybody on the net. Please check in N4, NLR, November 4, nothing like radio. Name here is Jim, Juliet in your mic. Location, Greenville, South Carolina. Please send me in now, Gary. Good evening to you and everybody else.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N4NLR. That's Mr. Jim. He's over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Jim. Hope you are doing well. And I had one other station that I don't know if they were trying to check in or they were just keying their mic, but you did not have any audio. Looked like you had a good strong signal into the repeater, but no audio. You might want to check your microphone or your microphone cable or something of that nature and try it again. Any others all the way through the alphabet, A through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS. Folks, that big old long falls normally means we got everybody for the time being. So, this is KI4DOS. Now, securing the formal portion of the net, we're going to thanks for all those folks checked in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the rag chew portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Do we have anyone with anything they would like to add to the swap net book or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS. KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. First item up on the swap net book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's a Yaesu SP107E. That's a power supply with a built-in speaker. That's about a 22 to 25 amp power supply with a speaker, and he would like $60 for it. Does anyone need any fields? That is for sale. It's an Elenco DX70TH. That's an HF transceiver, works 160 through 10 meters. He has the power cord, the microphone, and the separation cable. And he would like $350 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. A fella has a Comet SBB2. That's an 18-inch, 2-meter, 70-centimeter antenna. And he would like $40 for it. Does anyone need any fields? The map is for sale. It's a Nano VNAH. That's a vector network analyzer. It covers 10 kilohertz to 1.5 gigahertz, and he would like $40 for it. Does anyone need any fields? The map is for sale. Fella has 10 feet of RG8X coax with a PL259 connector on each end, and he would like $10 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's another 10 feet of coax. It has a PL259 to an SMA female connector on it. He has a PL259 on one end and an SMA female connector on the other, and he would like $10 for it. Does anyone need any fields? The map is for sale or trade. He has a Alpha Delta 4080-160 meter wire antenna. It's brand new. It's never been used. He would like $120 for it, or he would trade it for a GMRS mobile, a 2-meter mobile, or a GMRS beam antenna. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. A fellow has some copper J-pole antennas that he made. He would like $50 each for these copper J-poles. Does anyone need any fields? And the last item we got on the swap net book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT991A. He would like $800 for it, or he would trade it for a 2-meter or some other stuff with some money to boot. Does anyone need any fields? End the reading of the SwapNet book tonight. Appreciate all you fine folks that stayed around and listened to the reading of the SwapNet book. Getting kind of thin on that sort of stuff, but that's okay. It goes in cycles. Christmas is coming up, and then we'll start off a new year, so we'll have to wait and see what that brings. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge to Meter Net. Call KI4DOS. That's about going to wrap it up. I don't have any rag chewers out here this evening, or don't have any listed. Is there anyone out there that would like to make a comment, or do we have any other check-ins? Call KI4DOS. That's going to do it for this Wednesday evening, kind of a light evening. But I'll submit my net report, and then we'll close the net out. Folks, had a grand total of 42 tonight. I appreciate each and every one of you out there in radio land. Folks, y'all are the ones that make the net. You know, if it wasn't for y'all checking in, we wouldn't have anything to do. But come back again tomorrow night, and I will be calling again to replace Mr. Matt. He's up there in North Carolina visiting his dad. That is a good reason to be out of town, and I don't mind picking it up for Matt tomorrow night. So y'all come back again tomorrow night, and we'll do it all over again. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thanks for all those folks checked in with us tonight. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear. Thank you.
K4SKD.
Go ahead, Larry.
Hi, Gary. I was in the shower and getting ready for bed. Sorry about that.
All right, young man, you want to go ahead and check round A and 2?
TG4AHS. And, of course, by telephone relay, Randall, November 9, Tango Waco, Charlie. And, Charlie, Kilo Foxtrot 4, Golf, Golf, Foxtrot. Hope you're doing okay this evening.
We got him, Larry, KC4SKD. That's Mr. Larry and his sweet bride, KG4AHS. That's Miss Rhonda. They're my neighbors over here in Easley. And then Larry brings along his two brothers in 9TEC. That's Mr. Randall up there in Asheville. And KF4GGF, Mr. Charlie down there in Goose Creek. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Rhonda we said hello. And when you talk to Randall and Charlie, tell them we said hello. And that brings the total up to 46 tonight, Larry. But do appreciate you being with us. And we'll go ahead and amend my net report, and we'll take care of all of that and resubmit it here. But hope y'all are doing well over there, Larry, and get you some rest there, young man. Been a long week already.
Talk just a minute. I got to tell you about something I had to do yesterday evening, but thanks for checking us in.
For a minute or two, there may be another one come in here after we talk for just a minute. What's been going on?
You know, I think I've said this before. When I was in college taking chemistry, our chemistry professor told us that after you pass the course of chemistry, you're always awarded with another course. That's the way it is around here with things to fix. Got the truck fixed, I think. Had a bad oxygen sensor. And lo and behold, something went wrong with the clothes washer. It started making this clanging noise, and I took a flashlight and looked in under it, and there's a big old spot of oil on the floor underneath it.
Well, I hate that for you. Well, if it's got a big spot of oil, it could be the transmission in it. I don't know what kind of washer you've got. But, if it's a transmission, you can, some of them, I used to rebuild the transmissions and the clutches and all of that on the bottom end of them. So hopefully you won't have to replace the whole transmission.
Yeah, what bothers me is I should, and it's been making this clanging noise. The thing still works. It's just making a funny noise now. I hope there's not damage to it. But we had another washer. We had one in the storage building. So I just swapped it out and put the spare in. So I got the other one sitting over there in the garage. I guess I'm going to take it apart here before too long and see what I can do with it.
Good news, I guess, is you had a spare. many people have a spare washer out there. That way you don't have to do without, or go to the laundromat to do your clothes.
We bought it several years ago. We run across somebody had one, and at a price we couldn't turn down. So we thought, man, it'd be great to have a spare clothes washer. I'm glad we did. It's an old Whirlpool. It's one of the mechanical timer ones. It's not the electronic one.
I've worked on a lot of Whirlpool and GEs and Kenmores and all the normal brands around here. I've not worked on many Frigidaires. I've worked on a few of those, but the main brands in this area are Whirlpool, Kenmore, GE, or something of that nature. It used to be. Of course, now you go to the big box stores and they've got Samsungs and LDGs or something like that. I don't know what all these different model names are now. But that's a good machine. It really is, even with the old analog type timers.
Been in quite a long time, so I hope I can get the thing fixed. And something else I didn't tell you about. One washer I scrapped out years ago and saved a bunch of parts off of it, so I'm thinking maybe some of these parts will fit that one. And if it does, I'll just fix it, check it out, and put it up in the storage building and in case something goes wrong with the one we just put in place.
That's a pretty good plan. I hope everything goes well with you. The one that you took out, is that the whirlpool, or did you put the whirlpool, the whirlpool in, or did you take it out?
The one I just took out's a little fancier. It's got more temperature settings and more cycles, and you got three different water levels, whereas the one I just put in is just a basic model. It's only got two cycles on it, and either low or high on the water level.
I understand which ones you are. I know about which ones you've got now. Of course, it's been a few years since I've worked on them, but there's a piece under there on the bottom of the thing. It's called a wigwag, and that's the actual name of it. It's a mechanical piece, and that could be your problem. And it, when those go bad, they do make a heck of a racket. They clack back and forth. And hopefully that's one of the more simple fixes. Maybe that's what's wrong with your other one that you had to take out. It's just a wigwag down there on the bottom of the machine, which all that really does is it reverses the agitator back and forth and takes it out of wash into spin and that sort of stuff. But it's it does make some racket when it goes bad.
I'll get into it here before too long, I hope. And one thing's for sure, it's a whole lot easier to work on than the Toyotas.
Well, especially with it outside, you know, you got it out in the garage, you can work on it really easy then. You can turn it over and lay it on its back or side or whatever you need to do. You don't have to lay down in the floor with it, behind it, and crawl behind it with the water lines and all that still hooked up.
But anyhow, I found one thing I have to do. About every 5 years, you take the case off of it, and around the basket, you got the tub, you got this soap stuff that builds up in it really bad. So about every 5 years, I take it apart and clean all that soap junk out of it. Do that, and then at the dryer, I take the case off the dryer and blow it out with a leaf blower.
Yeah, but, with the new appliances, we had just ordered these, we hadn't had them but maybe a month or so, and something went wrong with the dryer, and I just called the factory service people, and they came out and repaired it. But when it was put together, it was a dryer, and you don't go in through the back or anything anymore. Go through the top. You take the front off the silly thing, which makes it really easy to work on. Pop the front off, and then you do just about whatever you got to do from the front. You can do anything from the front on it now. But what happened to ours, like I said, it was brand new. And they had a pulley under there that had the belt that goes around the tub on the dryer. And it was a belt tensioner, and it had come loose. There was a bolt came loose that was not tightened down at the factory.
Well, that was an easy fix. That was good, rather than something major going wrong. And I remember reading about this story. I think this is before the internet. Somebody saw an advertisement for a solar clothes dryer, and, you know, guaranteed to work, never break. And the price of it was $400, so he ordered it, and they sent him a 75-foot of clothesline wire.
Goodness, well, you know, you know what they say, there's a sucker born every day. But when you said solar, I was thinking, yeah, my mom used to have one of them solar dryers, and I used to have to go out there and take the clothes off the clothesline and make sure the clothespins went in the clothespin bag, because the mother kept hers inside. She didn't leave them out on the line all the time because they'd get wet, and a little spring in them would get rusty, and they'd get rust on the clothes. So she always, yeah, when we brought the clothes in, the clothespins were in a clothespin bag, and they came in with us.
And we did that too when the weather was good back when we were kids. Don't do that anymore, but anyway, I'll let you go, Gary. It's been a long day. I'm about ready to call it a day and turn in, but good talking to you.
You tell Miss Rhonda we said hello. Y'all go ahead and get you some rest, and tomorrow's another day. We'll get up in the morning, put our clothes on, go to work, and do the same thing over again. You know how that goes. But you take care. Enjoy talking with you a little bit. Sorry about your washing machine, but I'm glad you had to. Just happened to have a spare, which worked out good. So if you need any help looking at it, give me a holler, and I'll ride over, and we'll see what we can come up with. But you take care, and again, tell Rhonda we said hello. Enjoyed it. Do we have any other check-ins or any other comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Please check in. Kilo India 4. Kilo Charlie X-ray. KI4. KCX. This is Jerry. We're still hanging out down here in Great Court. It's a little wet tonight, but we're still hanging out down here. Just check us in and out tonight, Gary. Thank you for calling the net for us.
Kilo Juliet 4. Bravo Kilo India. KJ4
DKI. That's really awesome. Bro. Whiskey 4 Whiskey Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name's Rod. We're in the land of Oz. We're negative and negative. Good evening.
I want to mention to you, Gary, KC4SKD.
Be right back to you. Miss KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KI4KCX. That's Mr. Jerry. He's down there in Gray Court. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jerry. Hope you are doing well. And KJ4BKI, Minister Jack. He's up there in Rock Hill. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Jack. Hope you are doing well. Good signal as always in here from Rock Hill. And W4WOZ, that's my buddy Rod over there in the land of Oz. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Rod. Hope you are doing well. KC4SKD, go ahead, Larry.
Think of about clothes dryers, and this is a safety topic too, but particularly if you have a long dryer vent, I bought one of those little brushes that you put it on the drill and you run it up in your dryer vent to clean out the lint. And our dryer vent here is probably about 15 feet long, and you'd be amazed at what comes out of that. And my mother's is even longer, so I had to buy two kits for hers. That's something that needs to be done at least once a year. But anyway, just thought I'd throw that out. KC4SKD.
Always a good thing. Yeah, that lint buildup is not a good thing. It can do several different things. It can clog up your vent and cause your dryer to overheat. It can catch fire. And it also, if you've got the flexible type vent, you know, some people use this. It's kind of like plastic. It's little. You know, you can squish it up, make a little bitty piece out of it, or extend it out real long. Sometimes if it's has a little sag in it,
That will get moisture trapped in it, and that'll cause it the water to grab the lint that is blowing out, and it will stop it up. And then it'll do two things. It'll have water in it, and then you have to find a low spot and drain the water out or replace it. So that's a good thing to do. I like the, for the long runs, I like the galvanized pieces that slide together like stovepipe. Those work really, really well. They're easy to clean, and like you said, for a 15-foot run, that's a long way to push lint and then hot air out, or longer than that. So it's a good idea to brush it and keep them clean. But make sure you either got the metal flex or the galvanized, because you don't want to stick them brushes up in that plastic pipe. It's liable to rip them up when you spin the drill.
That's the galvanized pipe like you're talking about. And, I do that. And a lot of times I'll just take the dryer loose and clean it from both ends just to make sure I got everything, and then put the leaf blower in it. That helps out, too. Anyway, good talking to you, Gary. Tell Miss Joy we said hello. Y'all have a good evening. KC4SKD.
Well, it's always good to discuss different things that we have to work on around the house, vehicles or appliances or whatnot. You never know what somebody might be running into and need a little help with. But do appreciate you coming back and telling us about the dryer and the clean out. That is a good piece of advice. One other thing that you might want to keep clean on the dryer is the vent on the outside. It's got a little flapper out there. Either one or two, or may have three little vents that fly open when the air goes out. Make sure you clean the vent, the lint out from around the vents, because if you don't, they can get a little stuff clogged in there and hold them open, and you can have the outdoor critters trying to get inside, so you don't want that to happen either. So anyway, that's a few appliance tips we'll give out tonight, Larry. But do appreciate you, and you take care, and again, tell Rhonda we said hello. Any other check-ins or any other comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. I'll resubmit my net report. Had a few more come in, wound up with 49, and so instead of 42, we got a few more here, about seven more on the log, which is always good. And again, I'll be calling again tomorrow night for Mr. Matt, so y'all come back and we'll do it again. We'll do it again tomorrow night, and so in the meantime, this is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. For our thanks for all those folks checked in with us. We will now return and repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS clear.